Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
All right, so let me ask this question. Is low-dose naltrexone a miracle drug? Well, some people believe it is, and matter of fact, some people believe it is the most important therapeutic breakthrough in 50 years. That's low-dose naltrexone. And my guest is one of those people. She is Julia Shopik, author of Honest Medicine. Julia, I'm going to welcome you to Healthy Talk. I'm going to quote directly from your book here. You said, and this is about low-dose naltrexone, it provides a new, safe, and inexpensive, let me get that out, method of medical treatment by mobilizing natural defenses of one's own immune system. I love that quote because I like it when we use our own body's defenses to work for us. So let me ask you, Julia, is low-dose naltrexone a miracle drug?
You know, I basically think that it really is, but you know how when people say miracle treatment, miracle drug, all the flashes, I see the flashes going off out of people's heads, you know.
And, right, right.
You know, but let's be straight here. For the people that were going to their doctors for all sorts of autoimmune diseases and getting these toxic, expensive, really, really ineffective treatments, yes. And then they, on their own, they find low-dose naltrexone, yes, they consider it to be a miracle in their lives.
Well, let's do this. Let's make sure we all, let's kind of back up to the very beginning of the story because it has an interesting story. First of all, what exactly is naltrexone and what was the original reason that doctors would prescribe it?
Very, very interesting, Dr. Mike. Originally, way, way back in the 1980s, naltrexone in doses of 50 milligrams and higher was FDA approved for drug and alcohol addiction. And I am not a doctor, so, you know, I don't want to get into all of the reasons about blocking opioid receptors and all of that. Okay. Basically, naltrexone, which is what you originally mentioned, was a drug that was approved by the FDA in the mid-1980s for use for drug and alcohol addicts. First for drug addicts, then later for alcohol addiction. And it was approved, as I said, at 50 milligrams and higher. Doctors were actually using it higher and higher. But then, about the same time, a very creative doctor named Dr. Bernard Bahari discovered that it was that it could be used at very, very low doses, a tenth of the dose it was approved for by the FDA and lower, to modulate the immune system, raise endorphin levels, and to help people with diseases that were characterized by a dysfunctional immune system. Such diseases are the autoimmune diseases, HIV, AIDS, even cancers. And
so that's interesting. That's interesting, Julia. So with this, we know. Let's talk about the immune aspects of this because I think that's important. We have a situation here where there are people dealing with either underactive or overactive immune problems. Underactive might be the acquired immunodeficiencies. Overactive could be, say, allergies. What was interesting, and I think this is where you're going, that the discovery of using naltrexone in a low dose was able to more balance the immune system. Is that correct?
Bingo. Yes, exactly. To balance it, or his word was modulate it. So you're right, where it was overactive to bring it down, where it was underactive to bring it up. And this flew, and still does fly, in direct opposition to the way these diseases are treated by the medical profession. You know, what they usually do for autoimmune diseases, like Dr. Bahari found low-dose naltrexone so effective for, is they shut off the immune system. And this, I'm talking about conventional doctors.
Right,
and
right.
Make the patient to be very susceptible to a lot of diseases. You know, you have your immune system shut down. You know, they use all of these immune system shutting down drugs, and then if those don't work, they go to chemotherapy and really shut it down. And Dr.
Do we know the story? Do we know the story behind? Do we know the story behind him a little bit more? Like, what made him decide to experiment with low dose naltrexone? I find those kind of stories really interesting.
You know what? I find it interesting, too. Dr. Bahari was working in the city of New York with the mayor, working with people who were drug addicts. This was what he was doing. And a lot of them had HIV/AIDS. And he found, and this drug, naltrexone, remember, at high doses, he found that when patients would take it, it was not really the best drug for alcohol and drug addiction, he found. But he found that at very low doses, their AIDS, their HIV was not progressing to AIDS. And he
said, "That's amazing."
Whoa. He said, exactly. He said, "Amazing." And
this is in the 1980s, correct? That's what you said, 1980, mid-80s, something like that.
I did. And to me, you know, this is over 25 years ago.
Right.
This was before the age of the internet. And the first thing that happened was that a few people with MS, multiple sclerosis, found out about Dr. Bahari's work, actually through his daughter. One of his daughter's friends, named Chris Lombardi, was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And there were no drugs out there that were FDA approved for MS. So Dr. Bahari said, "Why not? Let's try this low-dose naltrexone." Lo and behold, her MS was stopped in its tracks. And the word got around before the age of the internet. You know, people just started talking in real time on the phone, and, you know.
Right. Old-fashioned way of doing things, right?
The old-fashioned way. And they started coming to Dr. Bahari in New York, and they came with conditions like lupus, and they came with chronic fatigue, and they came with rheumatoid arthritis and asthma. And he found that, you know, a very, very, very high percentage were, again, their disease was stopped in its tracks. And he said,
Let's do this. Okay, so you've talked about MS. You've talked about the HIV patients and stuff. Let's bring this back to maybe, you know, an average listener out there who fortunately may not be dealing with some of that. Is this something you suggest for everyday immune support? You know, I take a good immune product with things like D3 and beta-glucans, Camu. Is this something I should consider for the cold and flu season at low dose?
You know what? I love this question. And this question has like a background. I am fond of saying that, you know, when people hear the word, especially natural doctors and, you know, integrative and complementary and alternative, when they hear the word that's a drug, they say, you know. It really acts more like a supplement, you know, raising the immune
system. Oh, I like
that. Yeah.
I like that. That's a good way to think of it.
In my book, In Honest Medicine, Dr. David Gluck, who was a friend of Dr. Bahari's and one of his champions, Dr. Bahari died 2 years ago. Dr. David Gluck contributed a chapter to my book, and he says that he and his whole family take it, you know, preventatively. And a lot of people are taking it preventatively.
Speaking of your book, it's Honest Medicine. That's correct. And all of the stories, I like it because you tell a lot of good stories around some of these therapies. They can learn all about low-dose naltrexone in there. How can they purchase your book?
They can go to Amazon.com. They can go to Barnes & Noble. It's also available as a Kindle and as a Nook. Just go to my site, honestmedicine.com, and there are links to all of those. And
that's honestmedicine.com. That's a great book, and I really like the stories in there. I want to thank you for coming on, Julia. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.